are listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network, global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. You're running out of time because we only got two more segments, so you better call us now at 888-723-4630. We still have Sharon with us, Sharon Ware, of course, and Sharon is the president of Dandelion Consulting and a certified eBay business consultant. And again, she's known on eBay by the user ID Ware SKS Scrapbooks. Sharon's talking to us specifically today from a trade show. Where is this trade show again, Sharon?
In Anaheim,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's at the, Crafters and Hobby?
Craft and Hobby Association.
The Craft and Hobby Association. And she's experienced at purchasing or sourcing product from trade shows. And it's not something you can just easily dive into. So we're really appreciating these tips. We've talked about a number of things so far. We talked about planning, first getting your budget together, planning out your day, getting there early, gathering information as you walk around the floor, and then placing your orders. And what else should an eBay seller in particular be prepared for when they go to a trade show to source product?
Well, when you place your orders, you need to assign purchase orders to them. You can create your own type of a purchase order. For me, I simply use S for my initial, the date, and then I do a dash and the supplier abbreviation. So, for example, Simplicity Patterns would be the date and SP. So that those purchase order numbers come in on your packing slip, and you can know right away what's inside your box. When you're here and you're placing orders, get a copy of your order or ask them to email you a copy before they place it, just to verify that it's accurate. And you want to ask about reordering online. So you want to be set up so that reordering is easy. And one of the things, I went to bed last night, I had placed probably a dozen orders, and when I woke up this morning, I just had an oh my gosh moment that all of this product is going to be coming in to our office at the same time. So orders I've placed today, I've asked them not to ship until May the 1st, so that we're not totally overwhelmed with all the products that's coming in the door. New products at that, which are going to require, you know, new listings, new pictures. I plan to do a lot of bundling and kitting because a lot of scrapbook items and crafting items are small dollar. So we have changed our business model to a $20 minimum for the most part. And so to achieve that, we're going to have to bundle some of the smaller items. And that's not going to take any more time than it is to create, you know, a $2 item.
I see.
Can you give us an example of a real buy that you made that turned out really well for you?
I can. One of the tips that I can tell you is you need to, if you at all possible, find out if there is a rep agency in your area that covers the products that you sell. And get to know that rep, because that rep is invaluable. I met with my rep here on the floor yesterday morning. She spent 6 hours with me because we had breakfast. But we got around to this one particular booth, and I was telling her how well this one particular line of products did for us. She goes, oh, you didn't hear? I said, hear what? She said, that designer, they didn't get their contract renewed with this particular supplier. I said, no way. I love those products. So she said, yeah, they're clearancing them. I said, really? So I went to the sales manager there at the booth, and I said, so what are you doing with, I'm just going to say, Mary Jane's products? She said, well, we've marked them down. We're trying to get rid of them. I said, well, give me a list of what you have, and normal cost is retail minus 50. And I said, if you will give them to me at retail minus 50, minus 40, I might be interested in buying the entire line out. And she's like, oh, really? Well, I think we can do that. So I'm buying these things that were already very good sellers for me. And the fact that they're dropping this designer doesn't affect me online, because people are going to be looking for her products and they're not going to be able to find them from normal channels.
It makes you wonder what they were smoking to consider getting rid of them in the first place. It's another dumb moment, isn't it?
Right. Now, she has been picked up by another company, and bless her heart for that, still designing, and she will be still have a job. But it won't be with this large company that carried her initially. And that is one of the large company has the keyword of the large company that is going to help me with online sales. So I'm getting it for a fraction of my normal cost, and it will be a good seller for me.
Do you know who Sandy Scoville is?
You know, I don't, Lee.
She writes a lot of books on knitting and things of that sort. She's a big craft woman, very well known. She is a close personal friend of mine. And several years ago, I bought up all the domain names that had craft in them. And we did a craft radio network for a while on the internet. And it didn't go very well because people didn't know how to be as interactive with a radio show that was on the internet as they do now. You know, like we were trying to show them things, and you know, it wasn't just a radio show. Didn't quite work for us though, so I don't know. But
you probably know Sandy Genevieve. She had a crafting show on television. Well, I met her here, and also met Dana White here. She was here with Lion Brand Yarn.
Wow.
So I got her pictures. Take a look at my Facebook page, Sharon Ware, and you'll see Vanna there and Tim Holtz, for those of you who like the Tim Holtz line.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Listen, any other tips for us?
Yep, just a few to wrap up. When you get home, you're going to be inundated with new products, like I said. You need to hire help. Just do it, even if it's on a temporary basis. Hire people to check your boxes in, make sure that what the packing list says is there. Take your pictures. If you've got somebody to help you with listings, do that. And then, of course, you've got all this new product. You know, you're all excited about it, but if you don't generate some buzz out there, who's going to know? So you need to go out and advertise, you know, on Facebook and tweet it and blog it and whatever you do to get the word out to know. And, of course, I'm just going to tell you, this is all common sense, but some people may not think about it. And I'll go through this list really, really quickly. It goes without saying that you must wear comfortable shoes, take frequent breaks, stay well hydrated, and if you stay at a hotel, stay as close to the convention center or the trade show as you possibly can. Take advantage of their breakfast, grab a banana on the way out the door, a free bottle of water, tuck it in your rolly bag. You must take a rolly bag. Don't carry anything. Eat a good breakfast and eat a light lunch. I've been doing water and fruit for lunch, but a really large breakfast. It has worked fabulous. Be sure and pack your wall charger for your phone, because you get so excited. You're taking pictures of everything. You're checking online. You're researching. You're going to Terra Peak. You're going to eBay. And that battery runs down really quickly. While you're charging your phone, find a quiet place by a wall someplace. Put your feet up and charge your phone and take a break.
And charge yourself.
That's right. And I think that just pretty much runs through about everything that I had. You have any questions?
No, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I should go source product shows.
So remember what she said, go to the back first.
Go to the back.
Run to the back.
Run.
Run to the back.
Hobble to the back.
And it makes sense, because everybody else is going to be working their way to the back.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, guys, I wear many hats. I'm a business consultant for eBay, so I do all of that. And I'm constantly looking for, you know, not only products, but opportunities as well. So you never know where an opportunity is going to present itself. And you just have to keep your eyes open. And the push to get me here was my eBay store. If it was a tree, it would be dead, because it hasn't been watered in a while. So my product is old, and it's been up there for a while. My sales are indicative of that. They've just bottomed. So I had to come here and buy new products and recharge my eBay store for sure. And, Cliff, I want you to write this down. My username is Wear SK Scrapbooks. Every time I'm
SK
on,
Scrapbooks.
You have such a hard time with that.
And I'm sorry.
They even put it in phonetics for us, and we can't get it.
But I don't know how to pronounce the phonetics.
Wear SK Scrapbooks.
Right. And it stands for Wear is my last name, Sharon K for my first and middle name, and then my hobby is scrapbooks. So I was ignorant when I signed up for my user ID. You guys suggested something for me to use, and I said, okay. And, you know, it was kind of one of those things, but I love scrapbooks, and it ended up being I sell craft and hobby stuff, so it works well.
Well, I'm glad that you corrected me on that, so I'll know
you've
how to
taught
say
us
that.
Well, you know. Lot. You've taught us a lot.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, if people go look at my store, you're going to see that I'm probably not making too many sales there, but I really, if you give me a month and come back and look at my store, I promise you there's going to be some wonderful things there. Wonderful things. I can't.
Okay.
I'm so excited with the product I found.
Do they give you free samples?
Well, that's where I'm off to because it closes at 2:30, and some of the booths don't like to pack things back up, and so they're handing out freebies. So I'm going to get in there and get my freebies.
So that's another good tip.
The very end.
Go in at the very end. You might get some goodies.
Wow, we learned that's a lot right. today.
We did.
I feel like one
Sharon,
smart
fella. Thank you so much.
You guys are welcome. Thanks again for having me.
We appreciate
Thanks,
this. Dandelion Consultant Tuck.
Consulting.com. Yes.
Thank you.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. Up, one more chance to call us at 888-723-4630 right here on eBay Radio.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.
So you've been selling your stuff like crazy on eBay, but you still want to grow your bottom line. Try targeted cross-selling. Smart Gallery by PageMage lets you sell more to each buyer by advertising your other products in all of your listings. Cross-sell related products or your most profitable items. It's free and very simple to use. Smart Gallery is the only eBay cross-selling app that lets you pick the exact items to promote. Smart Gallery at PageMage.com.
We're always searching out interesting and relevant guests for our show with the goal of helping our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com and click on the big blue Archives on Demand button. Then click on the tab that says Be a Guest and fill out the web form to apply. We'll get back to you ASAP, and maybe we'll be seeing you soon on the radio.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 229.
Maybe it's time to write your eBay guide. Mark Siegel is community manager for eBay Guides, and he says there are numerous reasons why.
One thing that the guides will bring you is merchandising help. When you write a guide about a certain topic, then if you've got items for sale about that topic, those items will appear automatically. When your listings change, those listings will change as well. There's increased visibility for you as the author. Some guides have tens or hundreds of thousands of views, and so people are finding that coming in, they're going to look at who the author is. And along with that, it enhances your credibility. Customers that learn about that product from you, they're going to feel more comfortable buying that from you.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated Seller Hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
Today's final open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Postage from your PC. Don't put it off any longer, you procrastinator, you. 888-RADIO-30, once again. 888-723-4630.
So before we visit the eBay Radio Shipping Department, I have a item number to give you, Griff.
Yeah.
When you get ready to give up your smart car.
My smart car?
Yeah.
Why would I give that up?
And just in case, I have another idea for you.
All right.
Item number 2311.
2311.
3188.
3188.
6961. Again, that's 2311-3188-6961. But first, it's time to visit the eBay Radio Shipping Department.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Controlling cost is paramount to a successful business on eBay. Organizing your workspace is key to managing your costs. You need storage space that keeps your shipping supplies handy, plus counter space for packing. Shelving that allows air to circulate around your merchandise is vital. To protect items, try resealable sandwich bags, even in the larger gallon sizes. These can easily be slipped into a mailing box or bag upon purchase, with little further packing necessary. Use clear plastic tubs to organize and hold these bagged items. They're inexpensive and easy to label. Holding down shipping costs by organizing your back office keeps you ready for anything.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Thank you so much, Endesha, for that. Griff, are you there?
I'm here.
Again, it's item number 2311-3188-6961. It is a coffee-powered car.
I don't know how that works.
Well, first of all, I kind of remember when this happened some years ago. It's a one-off Ford P100, and it runs on coffee.
Coffee.
And the car was built to promote 10 years of fair trade coffee.
Coffee.
For the co-op supermarket chain.
Coffee.
The car will do around 50 miles.
On a pot?
The car has a Guinness World Record for speed at 65.2 miles per hour and is in the 2014 book, Guinness Book.
Wow.
The coffee car completed an 1,885-mile tour around the UK, calling it co-op stores. And I just think this is great. And what he wants to do is he wants to take the money that he makes from this.
Yeah.
No, he's going to do something else. He's got something else in mind. It's either going to be, he said, a boat or a plane that runs on, I don't know if it's coffee or some other kind of fuel.
But coffee.
Can't you see yourself going around San Jose in that car?
I can
truck.
See myself
it's really
being
a pickup
driven.
Truck.
Right, with a nice cup of coffee in my hand.
So it's had one offer.
Yeah, I see that. They're asking, this is in Britain.
Yes.
It says, or it's at Barnard Castle, United Kingdom.
Yes.
It's up to, the price is approximately $8,191. That's the classified ad.
But they're asking for a make offer. They want you to make an offer.
They want you to make an offer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about a pot of Sanka? Would you take that? Remember Sanka? Does anyone drink Sanka anymore?
Did you see Downton Abbey last night?
No, I don't watch. I don't watch these things anymore.
So. Oh, you don't watch Downton Abbey anymore?
I need a clip reel of Maggie Smith. That's the only reason why I'd watch it.
Oh, Mike! Oh, those one-liners of hers.
Yeah.
Oh, there.
She's the best.
But something happened shocking last night, and you never saw it coming.
Was it? Did it involve coffee?
No.
Did it involve sex?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Reared its ugly head again, did it?
Yeah, and this was an ugly one, too, let me tell you.
I'll go look it up.
Yes. There are only two episodes so far this season. You could go to your primetime thing and watch both episodes.
I don't have time to watch these things. It's a costume drama. I remember Upstairs, Downstairs. I mean,
that was so good.
Gosford Park, the movie.
Mm-hmm. That was good, too.
Maids and Servants and the Upper Crust. And
I like it.
I know you do. I'm not denigrating.
Yes, you are. Oh.
I am kind of degenerating.
You are.
I think my cold medication might be kicking in, just, you know,
is that
FYI.
What's going on, honey?
It kind of makes you a little spacey on the air, even, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. You have been a little spacey.
But you know what?
This has been a wonderful show today.
Has it?
We had so many. Yeah, I'm sorry you weren't here for it.
Oh.
We had so many great tips today.
Oh, can you tell me them now?
So I'm looking at Downton Abbey on eBay. Hold on. Downton Abbey. All right. Let's see what we have here. 4,205 results.
Jeez.
Lots of DVDs.
It sounds pretty good.
Steampunk Gatsby Gothic Victoria. Oh, see, they're selling dresses that are of that era.
Boy, they're sticking in the keywords, aren't they?
They really are.
I don't know how you can say steampunk. Well, you know, steampunk, who even knows what that is? These kids today with their...
Gatsby Gothic Victorian Downton Abbey 1920s Edwardian. So is that spamming? Keyword spamming?
Nah, I don't know. That's all right.
Because it didn't really come from Downton Abbey.
Oh, it didn't.
Mm-mm.
They may not be able to use that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That would depend, I guess. But, yeah, it may be a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
So, anyway, you need to watch last night's because it was fantastic.
All right, I'll try.
It really was. I've enjoyed doing this show with you today, Griff. I wish you could have been here for it.
I wish I could have been here. I was there in
actually,
body.
You did a very good job today.
See, I can do it with my...
We need to get you loaded more often. That's
I'm not loaded. This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Push from your PC. We'll be live again on Thursday, January 16th with eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Join us there. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
So you've poked around and found the next hot item to list in your eBay store. That's awesome. But you'd like more information about how similar products are moving. It's time to sign up for Terapeak's free trial, and here's why. Terapeak's got pricing and sales info on everything sold on eBay for the past 12 months. That's cool, and it will help make smarter product sourcing decisions. Terapeak has lists of hot sellers across all of eBay and also by category. That's smart. Then there's choosing the right words for search optimization and for writing listings that sell. Terapeak helps with that. Terapeak provides reliable market insight into your eBay opportunities. And there's that free trial thing again. Terapeak, you really should check them out. People who use Terapeak swear by it because it makes product research a whole lot easier. Go to Terapeak.com and get the free trial today.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Inventory Scouts is a brand new company to eBay sellers. In a nutshell, they're an online directory for product sourcing, but with a few new twists. First, they verify all of their vendors. Then they show the average star ratings given by actual users. Plus, you can rate the vendors yourself. There's over 10,000 of them. Go to InventoryScouts.com. Sign up for your free account today. That's InventoryScouts.com for fast and free sourcing solutions.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape, in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.